This is GQDN for Thursday, February the 1st, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go get your drink mixes. That will get you 25% off if you put in the code QUEST as a promo code in the checkout line. QUEST. Promo code in the checkout line. Yeah. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, well, there's a board game. There's a game coming to Switch. And we got some esports news as well. But we begin today with more layoffs. According to Eurogamer.net, Devolver has reduced their workforce by 28 employees. In fact, Devolver gave a statement to Eurogamer, quote, "Yesterday, Devolver and Studio Artificer made the tough decision to reduce the Artificer workforce by 28 employees, 18 effective immediately and 10 after the current project releases. Over the past year, both companies have worked together to navigate the studio's difficulties to ensure Artificer remains open and that their hard work is realized with the launch of their next game. Layoffs are not easy, and the remaining team of Artificer and Devolver Digital are committed to supporting these talented creative professionals to find new roles throughout the industry." So more layoffs. And maybe more contracts. HLTV.org did say that TSM, oh, we're talking esports now, made a signing. And who did they sign? Rasmus Zeifen Nordfuss. And he is a 19-year-old Dane player who is now taking the place of Timofey Inturns Yekushin, because Inturns has been moved to the bench. So Zeifen took that spot because he was helping out Copenhagen Flames to help them reach the majors of Stockholm and Antwerp. In the end of last year, he played for Heroic. So how will he do with TSM? TSM is expecting some improvements from that spot. So we shall see what happens in the games that TSM does play. But there's more esports than that, because via the Blizzard post, the Arena World Championships for World of Warcraft starts tomorrow. Now, they did have their official trailer, and this will be Season 3 of the AWC Cup. And that's where the top three teams will go to the mid-season clash, and they will compete for $100,000. The bottom five teams will go into the gauntlet and will compete for $20,000. Now, Season 4 has not yet been determined, but we shall see what happens. Now, the broadcast start time will be at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which is 1 p.m., I believe, EST. And yes, there could be some co-streaming so long as you sign up with Blizzard. And they will be streaming on Twitch and YouTube. And you can sign up for the AWC Cup 2 via Raider.io. We shall see. Now we're going to get into some very interesting stuff, because PlayStation Lifestyle said that there might be some discounts rolling out to you if you do not have PlayStation Plus, or if you did discontinue your PlayStation Plus recently, and so you discontinued it and you don't have it now. Well, according to PlayStation Lifestyle, one of the Reddit users found out that they are receiving about 40% off of PlayStation Plus Extra, which makes it cheaper than PlayStation Plus Essential. So if you want PlayStation Plus, now's about the time to get it. But keep in mind, the discounts are applied randomly. So see if you get it. And if you do, wouldn't be a bad time to get an extra. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that the passkeys for PlayStation now has support. Now, they're not out just yet, but the passkey support will be applied to the PlayStation Network. Now, the passkey will allow players to log into their PlayStation Network without using a password. They'll be using several of their unlocking methods instead, like a face scan, a fingerprint, or a PIN, and that'll be up on your PS app and PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. Now, we shall see what happens with that. Now, BG247 did say that Netflix is unleashing the Squid Game Season 2, and they put up a 13-second teaser. Now, the Netflix series creator, Hwang Dong, did not say about anything about this, because they released the Squid Game, The Challenge, at that time. But now Season 2 is indeed coming. And the trailer, like I said, was about 15 seconds long. So we shall see what happens with that one. Now, Nintendo Everything did say that Avoid Hope is coming to Switch this month with a new trailer. Now, this is a puzzle platforming game that was announced last year, but now it has a release date for Switch. And the game will come to you, Switch players, on February 29th. So in 28 days, 4 weeks. Yes. So you have to refresh your memory on the game, and you'll check out the new release date. Yes, I did give a bit of a description for it, but not going to get into it. Because Nintendo Life did say that here's what's on the download list for Nintendo. And for the Switch eShop, they did provide two highlights, and that's Grime Definitive Edition and Jujutsu Kaisen Courage Clash. But there's also a lot more. Access Football 2024, Cooking Arena 3-in-1 Edition, Dr. Frank's Build a Boyfriend, Dungeonoid 2 Awakening, Farm Day Simulator 2024, Johnny Trigger Butcher Edition, Onion Force, Pirate Bloopers, Sunset Racer, Torn Away, and Zombie Defense Perfect Cut Edition. You can check that list out. I got the link up in the GQDN show notes on Discord, but only if you're a Patreon. But we will end with this. Wormspan is now released to all the physical players. Indeed, it is a board game, and it's on sale right now, $10 off, for a limited time. It's at the Stonemaier Game Shop. At Connie BDC, did say an X about the game. Wormspan is for sale from Stonemaier. Watching the sale numbers today has been amazing and gratifying. I'm so grateful to this wonderful community, and I hope folks enjoy the game. There are 4 distribution centers for different regions. The US one is here. So if you like board games, you might want to check them out. And while you're checking them out, you can go check us out too. We are Group Quest, and you can find us at Dawnforge as well on X. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.